As it stands today, the tax legislation in place in the Republic of Ireland states that as someone employed in Northern Ireland but living in the Republic of Ireland, if I perform any of my duties within the Republic of Ireland, I can be subject to additional taxes and additional stipulations around tax. So for someone like myself who's employed in Derry but living in Donegal, it removes the flexibility for me to perform any of my work within the Republic of Ireland. And although we have a temporary waiver in relation to that due to the COVID-19 pandemic, this just represents a very short-term solution to a problem.
And how big of a problem has this been for both workers and also for businesses in the border to try and attract workers who maybe need to take on a work-from-home role?
Yeah, it's been a significant impact for a number of years now. The COVID-19 pandemic really has accelerated the impact of it. For the perspective of an employee, what it does is it restricts people living in the Republic of Ireland from applying for certain jobs or being successful in obtaining certain jobs where flexibility is required. And that could be full-time work from home, part-time work from home, or sometimes the nature of a role may require someone to be available on short notice outside of standard hours. So in those circumstances, someone living in the Republic of Ireland is at a significant disadvantage when applying for those roles. And then looking at it from the employer perspective, what it means is employers, when they're looking to set up a business or grow their business, they need to look at the talent pool differently. They can't look at the talent pool both sides of the border and look at that as a source for their businesses. They need to start being more restrictive. Otherwise, they get into a lot of overheads for trying to manage a tax situation on both sides of the border. So significant impacts both for the employer and the employee.
And when would you like to see the Irish government address this issue?
We'd like to see the Irish government address the issue as soon as possible. And if possible, the upcoming budget in October would be great timing to do so. We've had a lot of really positive engagement with the Irish government in relation to this issue. And just this week, we had a meeting with the Minister for Finance, Minister Pascal Donoghue, which was a really positive meeting with great engagement there. So we would like to see the issue resolved as quickly as possible. We know the world of work is changing. The pandemic is still here. It hasn't gone away. So the sooner this issue can be resolved, the better, both for employees like myself and for employers as well.
And what was Minister Donoghue's kind of response? Did it seem like it's something that can be done by the budget, or is it a more complicated issue?
I think the first thing that the Minister and his team have relayed to us is that they understand the problem. They understand the impacts both to employees, the individual, and to employers. While they can't make any commitments in relation to fully solving the issue or the timelines around that, what they have committed to is fully investigating, researching, looking at the issue and trying to find a way to solve that. And they are due to include an update on this regard as part of the tax strategy group, which is due to report in early September. So no commitments on a resolution and a time frame, but a strong commitment to thoroughly review and investigate the options to resolve.